Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Halloween Thursday today. I don't think you guys are going to be out about tonight for your trick-or-treating. Can't assume that's happened for about 35 years. For you, simply about 40.
Just get to your 40 get years, up, please.
If you're not watching on the video stream, I am in Halloween attire. Probably the first time
this
in 10-plus years.
Jake. When I walked in, I will sip season.
I was hoping for the reaction that I got. I'm happy I got that. If you're not watching the video stream, I'll try to explain it to you if you can get there.
It's not hard.
I am right now concussed Tua Tagovailoa at this point.
He's a concussed Tua.
I have a head wrap on. I've got the jersey on. And I've got my helmet that can't fit. It's way too small.
Oh, it can't go on your head?
No.
Still a nice
concussed.
Helmet.
Concussed. I can't wear that helmet right now.
Where'd you get that helmet?
Dad has this helmet. Yeah. My dad gave it to me for the day. He's like, yeah, take this up there if you want to. Sure, I'll bring it back tomorrow. Sweet. Like that old school helmet right there.
Yeah. Sweet.
It is sweet. It really is.
It is.
Looks like the defense like the Killer Bees wore.
Yeah.
So it looks like.
This is Dolphins. We are holding a Dolphins helmet. You are concussed.
I am concussed. I can't put that on right now. So
concussed too. I'd be borderline inappropriate, but...
aren't most Halloween costumes borderline inappropriate at this point?
Yeah, and it's not. You're not. You're perfectly in. I think you're in bounds here. I like that. Bill, what I really liked was this sock, and
I got my Dolphin shoes on. Yeah. You haven't probably never seen those before.
No.
Ever before.
No, they're striking.
Are all the jerseys that are they all short sleeve?
I don't know. I don't buy jerseys. My brother-in-law got this for me 2 years ago.
Brother-in-law.
I think I've worn it maybe twice ever. Probably for a jersey day.
You guys
and then today.
Are out of your minds, both of you.
But I thought it was proper since it happened again this year. Concussed Tua missed 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the outfit for it. Let's do it.
I can't take him seriously.
Yeah, I really can't.
If you're not watching, I have a head wrap all around my head.
It's a head wrap on.
And I don't think they wrap a head for a concussion.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't think they do that.
I don't think they do it either.
Take him into the tent and wrap him up and see how it feels. I don't think they've ever seen him do that.
I don't either.
And I don't think they're coming out. Well, he's been wrapped up and he's walking around.
He's got a head wrap on.
He's going to see how
put him in.
He sounds he's fine. Got his bell rung.
Was that Elizabeth's idea or was that yours?
This was fully my idea.
Fully your idea.
Well, I think I'm going to dress up.
She probably frowned upon it a little bit.
She wasn't like, she didn't like roll her eyes. Like, okay, whatever you want
to
do.
You had the wrap on hand. You didn't go to Walgreens?
No, my mom had the wrap. She brought it up on Sunday. I had this planned out since Sunday. She's a physical therapist. So I'm not going to go buy. This costs $0. I try to put a little effort in as possible.
The expandable elastic band like that, that was incredible. I always liked having those around.
They're comforting.
Yes.
Wow, Jake. Just wow.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, thank you.
It was funny when you opened the door. You're waiting to do that.
He was. When I walked in, he's looking at me like, you gonna see it? Do you see it?
I didn't. I waited till you got all the way. I didn't approach you over at the front door. I was sitting here getting the show prepared, and I said, "All right, once Bill gets over here, I'll go say hello."
Usually have to come in right away. I have to address Ben with some things.
Yep. Like,
generally, it's the first thing me and after I address Ben to try to get him right for the show. Usually, he's not here early, and so I have to wait for him to get
Ben
in
beat
there.
Both of us today, so he's back on track.
Okay, good job, Ben. Ben did not wear a costume. Jake opened the door and said, "Good morning, I'm a concussed Tua."
Yeah. I didn't say that. I said, "Good morning, where's the football game at?" Something like that.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah. He pointed to the football game.
But his head's wrapped, which stupider. To our knowledge, if there's any doctors out there, do we ever wrap the head for a concussion? That's my question.
Trick or treat, Jake. Yeah.
What do you do for a concussion? So Ron says
sunglasses.
You're not supposed to take me seriously.
Hey, anything you say today is going to be.
It probably should have Jake in some sunglasses.
People thought that could happen. Yeah, sunglasses could be a proper thing.
I have some orange ones.
That could fit. Well, this is orange.
I'll bring them from the
Dolphins color.
Yeah, they would fit. They would fit your outfit very well, actually.
Well, maybe we'll look at that during the break then.
Maybe we'll look at that.
So. Yeah, happy Halloween to everybody. By the way, idle chit-chat. Bill really alarmed me with something incredible last night.
But it was remarkable.
About 10 o'clock. I was about to go to sleep.
What happened?
And Bill tells me that local Fox cut away from the World Series right at 10 o'clock.
About 15 minutes of the World Series, went to a tape-delayed newscast. And then they missed having the Dodgers load the bases.
So
what? Whoa. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, this was in the eighth inning,
all
is that right?
All of a sudden, I'm kind of thinking it's like maybe it's like a little commercial blurb. But also, I go, hang on a second here. We're missing the World Series. I look at my phone. No, the game's going on. It's nowhere to be found. The game is off. There were some tweets.
Now, I wasn't sure if Bill was just watching the wrong channel, possibly, but he wasn't.
He's old.
I got on Twitter, and I looked at Sean Callahan's Twitter. He's a Dodgers fan, you know. You work with him.
And what he
says. He says, somehow, Fox KFXL18 here in Lincoln and Nebraska cut out of the World Series at 10 p.m. to autoplay a pre-recorded NTV at 10 p.m. newscast.
Ooh.
It came on it took 6 minutes to figure this out, to get it back to the World Series.
God, it seemed a lot longer than that. So I'm thinking it's like they're doing a brief little 1 minute, recap or something. No.
Six minutes is a long time.
News just kept going. It was remarkable.
Pre-recorded.
Right in the middle of the World Series.
Pre-recorded. Scores.
At the time, I think the score was tied. Or matter of fact,
I think you're right.
I think the Yankees may have been still up one.
Yankees, I think, were up 6-5. Yes,
still up. Yeah.
The news is that the Los Angeles Dodgers came back from a 5-0 deficit and won the World Series 7-6 Game 5 in New York. They are World Series champions.
I probably can't override
I'm startled by this.
So was it Stevenson for the Bears, right?
Yes, Stevenson, the defensive back.
You thought that was a wow? What happened in the game yesterday is triple wow.
What happened?
Triple wow. I've never seen it. It was the most remarkable thing. I got a hold of Moose immediately.
Oh, no.
Who runs the National Guard, because Moose is a Hall of Famer in junior college and in college and was drafted in baseball. And
pitcher.
As a pitcher. So the bases, I think there was...
You had them juiced.
Yeah, there was. I think people were on second and third at the time.
Okay.
Anyway, Yankees up 5-0.
Yes.
They hit a ball to first base to end the inning.
Who's on the bases? Which team?
Yeah, there's two outs.
Which team?
Dodgers. Yankees are up 5-0.
Yep, that's correct.
Two outs. They hit there's runners on second and third.
Got it.
Hit the ball to first base. Pitcher takes off to cover. It goes about two steps and points the guy. You got it.
He didn't have it.
The guy couldn't get to first. The ball was too far off. He didn't cover first. He didn't cover first, and they scored 5 runs with 2 outs.
Bill's right. If he goes to first,
they leave the inning up 5-0, and they win this game.
Who's the pitcher?
That was Garrett Cole, who was pitching. He was pitching great.
Ooh,
it just went brain. Had a brain fart.
He took off the two steps. And there's no way the first baseman could get the guy. Mm. He went a couple steps and pointed to him. You got it. He's like, what do you mean I got it? And Larry brought this up, that most likely, probably 99.9% factual, that when the pitchers and catchers report in February, the first ones report to training camp, day one, you know what they did? They covered first base. Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
That's what they do,
In the World Series, inning 5, up 5-0, just thought it wasn't that important.
Mm.
Wow.
So the bases were loaded.
Who's it fault?
Bases
were loaded.
Was it loaded?
They bases were loaded. There was zero. There was two outs. It was 5-0. As Bill said, Mookie Betts hit it to the right side. If Garrett Cole covers as he's supposed to, they're out of the inning. 5-0 going to the sixth.
Yeah, going to the sixth. Up 5-0. Instead, they went to the sixth.
So the first baseman would have had to sprint to the bag.
He wouldn't have made it through anyway. The ball was pulled him off. He was playing.
He wouldn't have made it. So Garrett Cole was
100% Cole's fault.
Is there any mitigating factor for Cole?
No.
Like, could you give him any excuse?
All I could
he
think
didn't,
about.
He didn't stumble. It wasn't like he was going.
Oh, no.
He just didn't go.
He took
he
off.
Just
he
didn't go.
Went two or three. He went three steps. One, two, three, and pointed.
Ooh.
You got it.
Ooh.
Could you imagine? Ooh. This is Jake's too young for this. How much fun that'd have been. That'd have been Billy Martin and Steinbrenner. Billy Martin would have lost his mind.
I think he might
lost
have.
Lost his mind. And
Steinbrenner probably would.
Steinbrenner would have came out of the box and been in the would have been down in the dugout. Would have been in the dugout.
That is amazing because Cole was pitching well, right?
Yeah, he's a great he's one of the best in all of baseball.
They're up 5-0.
5-0. I thought the game was over.
You'll never get over it. It's in the World Series.
They're up 5-0 at home with your ace on the mound. Mm-hmm. The game should be over, but yeah. No. And so after that, it's 5-1. Then Freddie Freeman, who did not hit a home run, but he had a two-run single to make it 5-3. The next batter, Teoscar Hernandez, doubles to make it another two runs. So it's 5-5 just like that.
With two outs.
That's amazing.
And the ball hit.
That is amazing. That's now, is that how people are going to remember Garrett Cole now?
Yeah, right now. It's the only thing that's my memory I'd have of him. That'd be it. That would be it.
He didn't cover first.
Did he get called out by the announcers?
Oh yeah. Did he? Well, there was other errors in it also. Judge had an error. I think in the same.
He dropped the ball in center field.
Just dropped the ball.
He had a majestic home run earlier.
Yeah, he had a good start to the game. Yeah. And then
5-0. So
they blew a 5-0 lead at home.
Stanton
in an elimination game.
Stanton hit a home run. Judge hit a home run, and Jazz.
Chisholm
hit a home run. Yeah. I thought it was over. I thought, okay, Yankees going to...
It was 3-0 in the first inning. Yankees.
Then the Yankees came back and took the lead to kind of like, maybe they'll save this guy. Maybe they'll save him.
Bill's right. Nope. The Yankees took the lead 6-5 on a Stanton sack fly in the sixth.
And Dodgers.
Then the Dodgers scored 2 in the eighth to take it a 7-6 lead, and they win the game. 7-6. Dodgers win their eighth World Series.
Eighth. First since...
Yeah, I don't know that. But no, it's in the Dodgers, last 5-6 years, yeah, I must say. It wasn't that long ago.
This isn't like Lasorda 81.
No. This is the last 5 years they've won, I'm pretty sure. I don't know the exact year. But yeah, they have had success recently. And they would say, even though they didn't have a great World Series, Shohei Ohtani, well, that was a big contract. Guess what? 1 year, one title. Score Dodgers.
How about
in that one. They gave him $700 million to that guy.
It's rare you'd say this, but he's worth it.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he's
He was not good in the playoffs, but he was very unbelievable in the world in the regular
season.
But
the eyes he brings are, I mean, from Japan and even here. I mean, think about the Dodgers organization right now. Anyway, wow, that's a lot.
Baseball's over.
That's it. No other. I don't know. We were at Buffalo Wings and Rings. They did have a major change there. They changed my salad up. And
what time were you there at?
See, we were there at till 8. We were there.
So you were there when the game was going on.
Yes, then. I was watching.
Oh, you did watch part of the game. Okay.
Yeah, I was watching. I saw Jazz Chisholm's home run and Judge's home run, and I did not see Stanton's home run. But I thought, the Yankees are going to make this series interesting. Nope. Over.
That's the first. So I click it on. We're watching football. I got home kind of late. We're watching football in the garage out there with Sugar. I go, hey, let's flip on the World Series. I go, oh, look at that. I go, wow, check this out. 5-0. We got ourselves a series.
Series.
Two outs. Get out of the
you
inning.
You saw the exact the chaos
I clicked over 8 seconds before the chaos happened.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What? So what inning was that?
That was the fifth inning.
Okay, yeah, I just missed that.
So Bill's watching the game when the chaos starts, and then he starts when it switches away from the World Series.
Then I quit watching, and I come back to watch when all of a sudden the game disappeared, and I thought, well, maybe I just hit the remote or something.
Sports.
Nope. Have to read the text.
I mean, this is sports is fascinating.
I text Jake.
I have a text from Bill Bush. This was at
what time?
10:06 p.m. I was still awake. He says,
I was sleeping.
His local Fox just went to the news. No World Series ending with the crying, laughing emoji.
But then they got back to it.
They come back.
I said, please, God, tell me you're joking. He said, no, it just came back right now. I'm serious. it happened, which led me to go research Twitter, which confirmed that Bill was correct, that everybody watching Lincoln
Jake,
had this though? Problem.
Jake researched it. So who did I reach out to research this?
Jake. You researched it. You were smart not to. My phone was on airplane mode. About 9, I think. I went to airplane mode. I'm out. Too many people call me after 9, and I just shut it down. But this is amazing because of Garrett Cole. Because Garrett Cole's a dude.
He is a dude.
And now he's not a dude.
No, he's not. Right now he's getting...
He's not a dude.
It was 5-0. No matter what, they were out of the inning. He pointed to the guy. You got to take this one. I'm good over him and head to the dugout. First of all...
It's kind of funny the way you tell it. It's not funny, though.
Everyone knows the full mechanics are you go as hard as you can as the pitcher, and then the first baseman will wave you off. Like, yeah, I got it.
What was he thinking? Bill's got the baseball knowledge here.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
He played Legion Ball and Pender.
Yeah. Crazy crowd.
They never went to Class A, though. You never played in Class A schools. I wonder what it would have been like to play C2 team. I don't know.
We would have beat you guys. I guarantee that.
Let's dance.
Columbus?
When we start talking about all your baseball prowess, I never hear much about, well, we were in the state championship game, and I remember hearing this. So I wanna,
we weren't. Yeah. We were never in there.
Yeah, we didn't quite make it either. Got nipped out a couple times.
Anyway, good baseball knowledge.
How about that?
Garrett Cole.
By the way, Dodgers won in 2020, the COVID shortened season. Okay. So I want to say congrats and actually winning a legitimate title this year.
That's the last
Oscar
one.
Oscar Scott in Phoenix is, you know, putting some barbs down there.
That's the last one, 2020?
Me and Jake Laffle, we have a lot of fun with Nate Bargatze and his Saturday Night Live skits because they're funny. I mean, they're really funny. And I don't know if there was even a skit, but the last one, they had the picture I sent to you, Jake. They talk about, yes, the World Series. And the guy says, does that mean the whole world gets to participate? No, just one country and sometimes Canada.
That's it.
World Series, but it's only the United States and sometimes Canada.
Occasionally Toronto.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm strangely okay with them.
I have some.
Oh, you got some more auto chit-chat?
Yeah, please.
Well, it's football based.
Please.
That's good. What do you got, Bill?
From my nephew sent this to me, and this is that they picked up somewhere on social media. That there's a chance that Oregon can be undefeated number one team in the country and not make the Big Ten championship game.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
What is that scenario?
Because Indiana and Penn State don't play each other.
Okay.
So if they both blow out Ohio State or beat them handily, Oregon beat Ohio State by one.
The tiebreaker?
So it could be a tiebreaker.
That's the tiebreaker.
So if all teams go undefeated, there's a chance it's Penn State, Indiana, in the Big Ten championship game, and Oregon doesn't even make the Big Ten championship game. They finished third.
But they're in the playoff, and they're okay with that.
It could be the playoff, but can you imagine? Still, but also remember, you don't get a bye.
God, that's weird.
That's true. You don't get the bye. That's true.
That's a big deal.
Oh, it's huge.
Could you imagine that?
Is that the trouble with these big conferences?
Again, like you said, but there's going to be tiebreakers in a lot of these, I believe. I think there's going to come down to some tiebreakers. I think everyone's going to have a one loss or this or.
Well, I mean, the issue is not all these teams play each other. Okay. You know.
Well, they never did before. They didn't all play.
Well, Big Eight, they did.
The Big Eight. There's
a chance.
100%. There was a time when the Big 12 was only the Big 10
right.
that they played each other. They played a round robin. They all played each other then, so that was fair.
So they played each other. That's the problem with
the Big Conference. There could still be tiebreakers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's just interesting. Can you imagine that one? Oregon, undefeated number one in the country, finishes third in the Big 10.
Be weird. That would be weird. That would be the new age falling short, in my opinion. Yes. It'd be like, okay, this is flawed. How are we going to deal with this? You know.
Well, I'd rather see that than I would Ohio State versus Iowa or Purdue in the Big Ten championship game.
Oh God, yes.
Or the Big Ten championships, which they've been horrific.
It's been bad.
There's been horrific,
very non-competitive,
ridiculous ones.
Didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, no, you didn't. No one watched. They didn't care.
You didn't have to.
No.
No, you just said, what was the final score? Oh, that's about right.
Just check in on it and see if it's close.
Yeah, never like, man, I got to watch this. Games? I got to watch this one tonight. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Now, bottom line.
So now every championship game, ridiculously interesting.
Oh,
for
God,
the bye, for the bye to get in, and then who's getting in, and like, there's a chance the Big 12, maybe they're playing only the one team gets in. I don't know. If they're both undefeated, I'd have a hard time saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some teams, like I said, that it's going to be interesting how this thing all goes down. There's still 40 plus teams alive, because there's several teams that are still alive for the, like, if Virginia Tech is still alive, even though they got three losses.
That's amazing.
They only have one loss in conference, and so they're still alive. So a lot of things going down.
Okay.
Oregon, interesting.
That is interesting.
Number one team in the country, undefeated, could potentially not make the Big Ten title game.
Yes.
Hmm.
That'd be a head scratch.
Still be a playoff team, as you said, they would not have the bye, though. Yes. Would not have the bye.
That would be a head scratcher.
Be a head scratcher all the way around.
Indiana, interesting.
Indiana's in a major game this weekend. Oh. At Michigan State. I think that is a tough game.
Who's their hardest game left?
Ohio State.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ohio State.
They play Michigan, Ohio State, and back-to-back weeks coming up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Michigan's at home. And if they get by Michigan State, I think they can beat Michigan at home. I really think they can. But This is test time for Indiana.
It is. You're right. Indiana going to Michigan State, they'll be tested. If they blow out Michigan State, then it starts getting freaky.
Really freaky.
If they put a 42-13 on Michigan State.
Why wouldn't they, though, at this point?
Well, I think Michigan State's better than, like, UCLA.
So Michigan State, they just beat Iowa 2 weeks ago, could have put up 50 points if they wanted. They had 32
they got,
points.
They got held in the
bunch
red
of field
zone.
Goals.
Yeah, they crushed Iowa.
Then
they
can't see Indiana
they lose
going
to
there.
Michigan, though.
I can't see Indiana going there and crushing them.
No, no chance. No, this is going to be a 24-21 game.
Okay.
24-21.
We will see. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text Idle. David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in, bedliners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. I saw an article by a friend of the show, Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports yesterday.
Ross, we've had him on several times.
We have. He saw him at Media Days also. He's very nice
from
Indianapolis. He was talking about Pittsburgh. Pitt right now this year is 7-0. They were 3-9 last year, guys. 3-9. Pat Narduzzi did not go well last year. But they, instead of adding more NIL, they actually had NIL cuts this past offseason, and they cleaned house is what Narduzzi told Ross Dellinger. This article was interesting because it just basically says that people were coming to the coaching staff and wanting more money despite not really doing well, and Narduzzi's like, I don't need you on this team anymore. It was easy to cast them off and get new guys on the squad. So I feel like there's stories that people think that in NIL, you have to just keep paying tons and tons of money to try to get players to come to your school versus looking at your current roster and seeing what you can possibly do to flip the roster.
I don't, there would be some joy on someone coming in to the office that's like, I need to be paid. And just being like,
why?
I agree. You need to be paid. Just list the schools you want me to call. Let's go ahead and get paid someplace else.
There'd be joy.
Yeah, yeah. There would be some attack because it would get so exhausting having people constantly in your office and coming up and talking to you.
It would.
Yes, I've heard horror stories of it.
Same.
Could be a good game, and all of a sudden they're at the right. They're at the collective.
They're at the collective. No, it happens.
It happens. It happens.
It's 100%
all the way across the country. Yeah. Everywhere.
They talked to Chris Bickle, who is a tech entrepreneur, and the Pitt Booster, who not only founded the Schools Collective Alliance 412, but donated $20 million of his own money in 2021. He says, "quote We won three games and had a structure where everyone was getting paid, and that didn't work for us. So we changed it." You have to be hungry. If you want sponsorships and you want to be paid like a professional, you have to earn it. This team is hungry. So they said, you don't deserve this money for being here. You got to actually play well to deserve your money. Which I think we kind of talked about.
Get money for your name, image, and likeness like it was supposed to be, but it doesn't happen. But check this out. So you talk about stories on fine lines.
Okay.
So right now it's like this story is brilliant, right?
Yes.
It's brilliant. 28-27, they come back and beat Cincinnati. So they could have been 1-1 to start.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, miraculous comeback. I mean, West Virginia, 38-34. They come from behind to win. Imagine if they started 1-2. then all of a sudden the collective conversation is completely different. Mm-hmm. Okay, they blow out Youngstown. North Carolina, they win by 10. Cal, they win by 2. So it's just
crazy. Close game.
And they blow out Pittsburgh. My point is, this story is on a fine line.
It is.
Just like winning and losing is. Right now, it's like, everybody's going, this is the way to do it. This is the deal. Oh, there's three games, and I believe all three of them, they were behind. So, a couple of them, they had late comebacks to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't do that, imagine they're sitting there going like, imagine if they were 3-3 right now. No one even knows who they are. They'd be getting about 15,000 people to their games. But give them credit, because they're not doing that. But that's how
fine line.
The line is on how a season turns.
And people would be saying, if it was going bad, people would say, what do you expect?
Yeah.
You're not paying the guys.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it is a fine line.
There's a couple of things that went their way at the right time. But again, they deserve all the credit because it is happening. Whatever is real is happening.
Yeah. Narduzzi said, I told them that the guy investing in you, isn't happy. I said, if you were an investor putting your money down last year and you win three games, what would you do? And the kids, I guess, said, I wouldn't give it. But that's what they're doing. They're waiting to pay guys at the end of the season. Guys who played well, like the transfer. They have a good transfer quarterback.
Eli Holstein from Alabama. Yeah.
And then a good transfer running back. So those guys will get paid at the end of the season. But I don't know. I mean, it's Narduzzi's pulling this off, but that'd be hard to tell some guys. Some guys just saying, I'm not going to wait. Yeah. I'm not going to wait till the end of the year. It's working. Yeah. But
the beautiful way for it all to work is real simple. Just collective bargain, get contracts that everyone knows what the contracts are. Because to this day, no one knows. You sit there and just say, I know what the guys at Kansas State are getting. No, you don't. You have no idea. You have nothing that's going on with that.
You know, Pat Narduzzi likes to talk. We know that. We heard him bash Mark Whipple on the way out after a 10-win season.
We did.
And again, didn't work out in Nebraska.
Bash Whip.
But he says, quote, money doesn't get you a championship, is what he told Ross Dellinger. If it did, all these teams that have spent all this freaking money would be really good. He says, Florida State. Florida State.
Call them out.
Michigan, spending a lot of money. I want hungry players. You talk about how we go from 3-9? That's how. Hungry players.
I know. Again, it's risky, though, because you're not going to get some guys. I mean, you're not going to get – there's some guys out of the transfer portal that if they go to Pitt and he says, hey, we're not going to pay you till the end until you do something, they're just going to say, well, I'm going to go somewhere else then.
I think it's pretty well noted that – but again, I always say but I don't know this for sure, but it's been well documented by other pundits that is also part of the Georgia plan. Georgia does not pay ridiculous money up front.
No, they don't.
They're like, no, the culture here is you come here and things will be great. You think Bowers got paid last year? Yes, he did.
Yes.
Those guys that came in and did what they had to do Like that. That's,
but up front, I don't know.
I don't know if they, I don't know if it's like now.
I'm sure they get paid.
I'm sure something. Making, though. Yeah. I don't think it's like now all of a sudden. Well, they're in a bidding war between this certain quarterback and you know, with like right now there's some quarterback who is it Michigan and somebody else are in some bidding war with about supposed to be getting $5 million or something, you know. But my point is that some places they're just kind of this is how we do it here. Mm-hmm. This is our plan.
Yeah.
They also fired 4 offensive assistants from last year.
Yeah, he
changed the offense completely.
Why he whacked Frank Signetti? I think that's is Kurt's brother, isn't it?
You know, I don't know that for sure.
Yeah. Coordinator, Frank Signetti was fired in the offseason by Pat Narduzzi. I have to assume he's got some relationship. You don't hear that name very often, Signetti. Yeah,
it'd be weird if he wasn't.
Yeah. It'd be weird if he wasn't. Very weird.
No relation. Just a random Signetti.
Yes.
Coordinator in college football, but. He says, quote, about the guys who left, quote, they wanted more money. It made us better. We didn't need those guys anymore. So, again, it worked for Pittsburgh.
Another clue. Kurt's dad is Frank Signetti Sr.
I think that must be his brother then.
Yeah, it must be. But it's working for Narduzzi. Who they got left?
Pitt.
Well, big game this week. Huge game. Is game day there? Where's game day?
I think it is.
Is game day at SMU? Pitt?
Oh, SMU Pitt.
Yeah.
ACC undefeated.
Pitt has SMU this weekend, and then they will host Virginia, who's 4-4.
Yep.
Then they will host Clemson. Mm. It's a big game on the 16th of November.
Stadium will be going that game.
And they head to Louisville, and then they will head to Boston College to close the season.
Okay, they got some work. There's some work there. There's some meat in the bone.
Oh, God, there is.
Oh, yeah, there's some meat in the
bone. Yeah, this one's big. SMU's not undefeated, but they're undefeated in the ACC.
So this is huge for them. Also, interesting to remember I told you about head scratchers when SMU turned it over 6 times. Duke had none, and they still won. Another fact that I found on this one, they turned it over 6 times and gave up no points off of the 6 turnovers. SMU's defense gave up no points. That's the most remarkable
thing. It's a strange game.
And then also, like I said, they had a layup field goal to win the game, Duke did. And they had a guy jump over the top of the guys and blocked it, and it goes to overtime and they lose. One of the most remarkable games that will ever happen.
It is.
I saw the replay of that field goal kick yesterday. It wasn't close. Yeah, the guy got a full palm on it. Mm. It wasn't close to even.
That's one big head scratcher. I don't know if you'll ever top that as a head scratcher.
I don't think.
No. Maybe, though. I mean, you might. In the NFL, that game that Tyreek Stevenson, was it Stevenson?
Yes.
That's almost as big a head scratcher, and that happened the next day.
So let's not go. That happened the next day.
It was almost as big. Several, if not bigger.
I that was a time, if I was the owner, there would be a complete team meeting. There'd be, and I would be mad at everyone. If in the whole building. It's like, this is on the head coach, it's on the DC for the calls that he made, it's on the no time. You name it, I'm on. Because somewhere in the building, things aren't getting done if that's what's going on a game-winning play.
100.
I mean, there's something in the building
off.
That is so off.
What was he doing?
I mean,
you're allowing this?
I mean, just what? And then I would venture to guess that someone in the press box is probably looking down there going like, hey, our guys aren't ready to go. Call timeout. We're not ready.
Right.
There's someone yet which should be.
Stevenson's pointing in the stands right now. Call timeout.
Yeah. Call timeout.
Stevenson's not even facing the play. Yeah, call timeout.
If I was in the press box, if I'm watching going like, I'm like going, call timeout.
Now.
Call timeout right now. We are not ready to go.
They're
up in the press box hugging each other. And all of a sudden, what?
The only thing that saves Stevenson at all, if there's anything, if there's probably not, is the comedic value. If you watch it, it's pretty fun.
It's hilarious.
The
scene is amazing.
It's one of those things, when they show the picture of him just standing there, and the receivers are 20 yards down the line.
They're running down the field
of the game-winning play. And then he runs over, and haymakers the ball, and he's the one who tips it to the guy.
It's pretty funny to watch. My first reaction was, oh my God, this is hysterically funny. But then you're like, oh God, he just.
If I, 10 years from now, if I talk to someone like, you played for the Bears. Yeah. What years were you there? I'll be like, hang on. Were you there?
Stevenson.
Were you in Washington for that play?
Oh. Yeah.
Tell me he's a funny guy. I'd like to hear Stevenson's got a great sense of humor.
Imagine that in the locker room. My bad.
Hey, guys.
This one's on me. This one's on me.
Let's just not watch film of that play.
But there were so many other things that were wrong during the play, too. It was like 50 other things. It was like, I'd be like, if I'm the owner, like, what? I honestly, I'd be like, okay, do you guys rep this during the week? Yes. Pull it up. I want to see the film. Show
it's
me the,
not good for the head
show,
coach.
Show me the practice film. I want to see the practice film of this.
It looks bad. It is a bad look for the head coach and the special teams coach.
Disaster. Before we get to break, before you can actually fill up on Halloween candy tonight, you need to have
what would actually, you want to get for you a base? Have a,
you want to have a proper meal. Breakfast, brunch, or lunch at Early Bird.
The Bird!
19th and K.
Can you drive there?
You can. And you can park there for free.
What size are the slots?
They're bigger than normal.
Bigger than normal.
Now, I'm not going to say huge, but they're bigger than normal.
How about that?
The spots.
How about that?
You can get breakfast burritos.
What do you dream about? A variety of pancakes.
You have a variety of pancakes like blueberry,
banana,
cinnamon roll pancakes.
The roll.
And, of course, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
That's right. Smothered chicken fried steak. And the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
That was good.
That was nice.
Yes. That was nice.
Bill's was good.
19th and K. Get there today. Again, free parking. Lots of parking. And great breakfast, brunch, or
and
lunch.
Send us some photos. Text him in. We got some Lauren Swigert text his picture in Saturday.
Did he text it in?
Yeah, he texted in, yes.
Especially if Jamie's there.
Yeah. Wait, he's sitting in the corner with his orange juice.
Jamie Burke.
Minding his own business.
Holding court.
Yeah.
Holding court. He'll sign autographs, but he will not walk by and just say, I'm Jamie. I played at Nebraska, leading tackle.
And have you heard of my brother?
You heard of my brother. No. He runs his business.
Jamie. What a dude.
Dude. And you called him a nose tackle, though.
He did. To his face.
Yeah, to his.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's not holding back, Bill. He's still doing it right now. He's a nose tackle
he's
now.
He's got to be 290. I mean, he is not
290. No way. Not even close.
He's probably a 225.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah. He is not 290 pounds at all. When we come back, let's talk UCLA. When we come back, early break in the ticket.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.